Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kizzy Kizzy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Murshi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
And I need everyone to roll initiative.
Okay.
Alrighty.
33.
I fucking hate you. 15.
Do you have to roll initiative if you really just don't want to get into combat? I mean, I don't feel like I'm a part of this.
He's just like, F this crap, I'm out.
Well, they could have just come with me through the door that I pointed out, and everything would be good. I'm just saying. Sometimes they gotta learn.
23.
Pretty good.
Salt.
Flaffle and Tequil, what did you roll? Oh, okay. There's Tequil.
Oh, you see that?
Yep.
I feel like I deserve inspiration for that, you know? Just setting it off.
And, Ivan, go ahead and roll initiative as well, just in case.
Holy.
Oh, no!
You too? You too?
I told you.
Let's go! Let's go!
Alright, Tico, me and you are getting through this door. Let's go.
Oh, you want to get ice cream after this?
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream does sound really good.
Actually, there's an ice cream truck outside my house, just barely.
Oh, bro, I would have been outside the house. I heard that.
There's no time.
My joints are all messed up from working at Amazon, so no way I'm chasing that thing down.
It do kind of be that way, though.
It do.
And that thing down with my last $5.
Alright.
Did I hear somebody roll like a 30 for initiative?
30,
yeah, ruined
30.
It.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. And I thought I rolled high initiative. With it.
Yeah. Yeah, just quick question. How in the entire fuck?
How?
alert, and I am a gloom stalker, so I get to add my wisdom as well. My dexterity is a +5. With alert, it's an additional +5, and my wisdom is an 18, so it's a +14.
I miss these things. DM,
permission
to reroll Flaffle as rogue.
No. We've been down that
I'm
path.
Not a rogue.
I know. Honestly, I like that path.
Do that, I'm making Tequil a pally.
That's fine. It'd be fun.
Jesus. Alright, perfect. Alright, so. You guys watch as these things rise. And the first to move is Ruin. Ruin, what are you doing?
Son of a bitch. Fuck. I'm gonna run up here and, hold my action to help someone push the fucking sarcophagus open.
Okay.
Open or closed?
Open.
Okay.
Alright. If that is the end of your turn, it is now the Ball of Light's turn.
Lovely.
Damn. I not as fast as I thought I was.
They also rolled a natural 20.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I should have gone before I did. I only rolled a 19.
You had a much higher initiative count. By like 4.
But a natural 20 is a natural 20.
We can do it that way.
No.
However you want to do it.
Your wise ways.
We'll just leave it the way it is for now. It's fine. But I will remember that next time. All right. So this one here, I'm going to mark as A, is going to try and shock Merlet. Does a 14 hit?
No.
Okay. All right, you do see as it kind of moves over to shock you and stays in place. This one here is going to move straight up to Kazad, trying to shock as well. Dirty 20
hits.
Okay. You are going to take 9 points of lightning damage.
Juicy. Okay.
And that is the end of their turn. It is now Merlet.
Okay. Can I, like, insight? Like, can they take damage from normal weapons?
Are you proficient with Arcana?
No.
I would say you would not be able to tell that just based off of current information. If you want to, give me an intelligence check.
Okay. 13?
I'll say with a 13, you do see they are kind of made up of the same material as the specters that are floating next to Kazad. That spectral energy.
This could be kind of hurt by stuff, so I'll shoot it.
Okay.
Actually, no, I won't shoot it. I'll stab it.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. I'm going to bonus action and disengage.
Okay.
Move over here, and then actually over here. That gives me a straight line of shot on B, and I will think I haven't fully used.
You're trying to aim a shot at B?
Yeah, steady aim works still, even though I moved, so, I'll have advantage on this, and I won't be able to move for the rest of the round. Wait, is steady aim a bonus action? Yeah, it is, steady so never mind, I'll re-roll. 15 plus 7, that's 22.
Yeah, 22 hits.
6 piercing damage, and 4 sneak attack damage.
Very well. You do see it connect a little, but for the most part, it does the same that the Spectre did earlier.
Okay, and that'll be my turn.
Okay, Kazad, would you like to control your Spectre on its own initiative count or on your turn?
Or how does that work?
Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I think it's if I have like a companion like that, it shares like it has the same initiative that I do.
It's generally it shares your initiative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. The next up, it is this one's turn. You do see as it runs, or it floats straight to Ruin. And it is going to do something similar to the Spectre. Does a 23 hit?
It does. However, I will be using a reaction to cast Spiny Shield.
Okay.
Let's see. This is a Humblewood spell, sorry.
All good.
Let's see, until also your next turn, when you... Is this a melee attack?
It is.
Okay. So this will reduce the damage by 2d4 and deal the same amount of damage to her.
Okay.
Okay. How much damage are we taking?
That is going to be 27 points of necrotic damage.
I'm so glad I used that. Okay, so that's 22 points of necrotic damage. And she takes 5 piercing, magical piercing.
Okay.
Ow.
I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
I hate you. I fail. That's a 5.
Your hit point maximum is reduced by that amount.
Okay. Ow.
Are you okay?
No.
I also need a d20 roll, please.
Watch me fireball myself. It's an 11.
Okay, you are good.
Okay.
All right. After that, Kazad, it is your turn.
All right. I know I'm probably going to take an attack of opportunity. That's okay. I'm going to move right here. And
you don't take an attack of opportunity. You don't move out of its range.
Oh, I don't move out of its range. Okay, good. Nope. In that case... can I roll an athletics check to try to push this open?
I'll do you one better. You put your hand on it and it just slides.
Oh man, I didn't even need to hold my action. Fuck.
Bet. Okay, I open the sarcophagus.
Okay. What you see is a mummified female. And laying on top of it is the hilt of a sword.
I'm going to immediately, like, no thoughts. I know that we are most likely fucked no matter what I do. But if this is the only chance we have to survive, without hesitation, I'm reaching down and grabbing the hilt of that sword.
All right. You can add that to your inventory.
Okay.
And as soon as you pick up the hilt of the sword, a beam of light comes out of it.
Let's go.
And it is in the form of moonlight. You now can add Dawnbringer to your item.
All right.
And you give do me, not need me, to attune.
Give me just a second. I'm going to... Holy crap. Okay. All right. Is that my turn?
I would say all that together. Yes.
Okay.
But go ahead and it automatically attunes to you.
Sweet.
So as soon as this thing lights up, Ivan and partially Ruin, you kind of shield your eyes as this light is considered sunlight. So it
but
is
I
also
don't have sunlight sensitivity.
You don't. That is correct.
No.
Actually,
but Kazad would.
Yeah.
It does not affect Kazad. Funny enough, he is able to stare directly into the sunlight. Or moonlight, rather. Without issue.
Let's fucking go.
Okay. It is now your Spectre's turn.
Alright. Spectre is going to... Oh, come on, I need my mouse to work. Okay, that's better. Spectre is going to float... right here behind B, and it's going to attack.
Okay.
One second, because I don't have the stat block for that. I don't know what it does or how it rolls.
Oh, good. I can. It would be a life drain attack, so roll a d20 and add 4 to it.
Okay. Rolling a d20. That's 13 total.
13 does not hit.
That's okay.
But if that is
did
all,
it roll advantage?
Oh, shoot! Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you are flanking.
Yeah, it is flanking. Thank you for that, Myth. Second attack. That's a 21 to hit.
21 does hit.
Yo.
I might be dying, but I'm still helpful.
Yeah. So what do I roll for damage?
That would be 3d6.
Alright. That's gonna be 12, and then whatever the con save you need to roll is.
Okay. It does succeed its con save, but you do notice it does not do as much as you would like for it to.
I figured that was probably going to be the case. I'm just happy it did anything at all at this point.
You do also notice that because it is controlled by you for some reason, this creature is also not affected by your sword.
Yo.
Hey, Hulk, yeah. I forgot to tell you that Spiny Shield also acts as half cover, so I have a +2 to my AC.
Perfect. Okay. And with that being said, Shamper, it is your turn. You are hearing noises coming from down the stairs from the revealed staircase.
Okay, so Shamper's just gonna kind of like say,
Ravel, for the last time, we are not breaking down the door, we are not blowing up the door, we are not even going to knock on the door. Do you hear that? That sounds bad.
And he's gonna kind of jolt towards or run down the staircase, and as he goes down, can I kind of let's see, I'm not sure where to move on the map. I want to like let him peer out into kind of like the base of the staircase, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
He kind of goes in, looks, assesses what's going on.
And goes, oh no. Here we go.
He's going to unsheath an arrow, get out his longbow, and he's going to take a shot at, let's see, I guess A, if I can clear that without hitting anyone.
You can shoot over. I mean, you are technically on the base of the staircase, which is taller than Merlette is, so.
Okay,
you
cool.
could shoot over him.
Yeah, let's. Champer feels confident. So he
Please
will
don't
take...
hit my hat.
No. I would never.
That is a weary 11.
11 does not hit. It kind of soars straight through it.
Oh. Rats.
In that case, Shambra is just going to try to focus up a little bit so maybe he can actually hit next time.
Okay. All right, Tikal, it is now your turn.
I guess following Shambra's example, I hear a whole bunch of commotion going on. Can I make it that way?
You could make it just above Shambra.
So, okay. Right about here, I guess? Or...
Yep. We will do this right here and reveal that.
Okay.
Yes, this is connecting the staircase.
Well, but you I ain't much see... of a fighter. But I guess I can try to help out. So this guy that's in front of Ruin.
Okay, this one.
Yes. What's he wearing?
She is wearing clothes of nobility.
Would that happen to include any metal?
You do see some, a couple pauldrons and like a chain shirt on you. Although it is incorporeal.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm gonna just use Vicious Mockery on it.
Okay.
So
what are you saying?
No, you should have just stayed dead. Nobody really misses you. I don't even know why you crawled out that grave. Like, go back in there. Nobody's gonna miss you. I promise. Nobody's visiting. Nobody's leaving flowers. Nothing. And I cast Vicious Mockery.
Okay. Is that a wisdom save?
Yes.
That... is a 15.
That's unfortunate. So they take
nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Fair enough.
It's me.
All right. Flaffle.
Okay. Flaffle is going to look down the hall towards where all the commotion's coming from.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm new to the class. Can I use a bonus action?
Yeah.
Nah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I whiffed. I'll work on it next time.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
And Flaffle's gonna feel slighted that he was interrupted, so Flaffle's not gonna help Tikal.
I'm sorry, Flaffle.
Flaffle's gonna look down the hall at all the commotions going on, and... Flaffle would like another attempt at the door.
Make a strength check.
I hope you fail.
Don't worry, I will. It's a 7.
Once again, you push your snout, your shoulders, everything into this door, and nothing. It will not budge.
Watch it be a pull door.
Takes 1d4 bludgeoning damage from sliding into it.
Does that count as an action?
It does.
Okay, so that was one. Okay, that's 15 movement. Alright. And, yeah. That's Flaffle's turn. Turn will spin.
Fair enough. Back up to the top, Ruin.
Okay.
Your character sheet is showing that you are down, by the way.
I don't know why. I am at 6 out of 6 hit points.
Probably a glitch on my end.
Do you run the disadvantage at close range?
For shots, yes.
Okay, so I am going to pull out my daggers, because I haven't pulled out any weapons, and stabby-stabby this bitch.
Okay.
Fuck. Technically have advantage. Directly between us. It's a 9. Bonus action, stabby-stabby. 17?
A 17 hits.
Okay. Woohoo! 9 damage.
Okay.
And my Spanish shield is dead.
And, yeah, you see that the stabby stabby does not do as much as you would like, but it does connect.
Yeah. She is just kind of, like, she's holding her daggers and kind of cringing, because she's very concerned.
Okay.
But that's my turn.
Alright, it is now the ball of light. This one is going to follow Merlet. This one is going to attack the specter here. So, that will miss. And that will hit your spectre. So, your spectre takes 14 necrotic damage, which it is actually immune to, so it does not take anything.
Nice. I'll take it.
I'm sorry, it is lightning damage, not necrotic damage.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
But it does have resistance to that, so it will only take 7. Okay. That is their turn. Merlette, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to pull out a short sword. I'm going to bonus action disengage. Run through ruin, run through the boss lady. Go behind her.
Okay.
And stabby stab.
Okay.
That is a 21.
21 hits.
That is 9 piercing. And 11 sneak attack.
Ooh, good hit.
Yeah.
Very well.
And can he, like... he wants to, like, talk to this thing. Like, what's the issue here? Why are you attacking us?
A voice creeps into your mind. It is the only way for me to be reborn.
Okay, that's a good reason. Guys, don't die.
I make no promises about that.
All right, and if that is the end of your turn, it is now her turn. It turns and moves directly to Khazad. It is going to try to hit you, but you see that your blade is causing issues for this. So, I'm assuming an 11 does not hit.
No, it does not.
Okay. It is going to, after that, realize the situation that it is in and begin to move backward.
Ooh.
Actually, it is going to move into the corner.
Question. Since that's moving out of our attack range, does that provoke an attack of opportunity from Ruin and me?
And Merlette, yes.
Let's go! All right. Well, that's a crit fail on my part.
Okay.
That's okay.
Wait, hang on. Where was she before she moved? Sorry.
Right here.
Okay, so she didn't move right here.
No, she did not.
Okay. Merlette and I would still have advantage because the attack of opportunity happens before the move.
Very well.
What?
15.
15 hits. And Merlette, you said your attack was how much?
23.
23 definitely hits.
Okay.
7 damage.
Okay.
6 piercing damage from a short sword and 7 sneak attack.
If I'm not mistaken, I think you can only sneak attack on your turn. Am I correct in that, or am I wrong?
It's once per turn.
Oh, very well. You said 11?
Yeah, 7.
7, okay. This thing is starting to lose its shape.
Just like... getting a little misty there? Maybe you need some ectoplasm or whatever you things need to stay alive.
Life energy.
Well, I'm not gonna get any from us. Hopefully.
Okay. After that, it is Khazad's turn.
Alright. I'm going to just march right up to her.
Okay.
Main hand attack. That's a 17.
17 definitely hits.
All right. So that's 9 damage plus 1d8 divine smite. ...18 points of radiant damage.
And you said 8?
18. 18 points of radiant damage, 9 points of damage from the attack.
Okay. So 27, I believe Dawnbringer is pure radiant.
Yes.
Damage. That hits it in full. And it is looking terrible. She is begging for her life at this point. Please. I can do great things.
Offhand attack. That's another 17.
17 hits.
And I'll go ahead and burn another Divine Smite. For 15 radiant damage and 4 slashing damage.
How would you like to do this?
As I come up to this thing with this sword made of moonlight, I just, like, I'm marching towards her with both swords kind of held out to the side, kind of like you see with, like, drow fighters and stuff like that in general. And as I'm saying this, or as I'm walking towards her, I say, by the power vested in me by the Dark Dancer, I consign you to oblivion. And I hit her with Dawnbringer and then hit her with my scimitar, just one, two. It's like a kind of like a crisscross slashing motion, and I just, like, Dawnbringer hits her in the shoulder, and then the scimitar comes around and hits her in the other shoulder and just lops her head right off.
Her head begins to roll towards the coffin. And these two disappear.
Well, so, that ended flashily.
Kazad's just standing there looking at this sword in his hand. And he's just like, wow. Wow. Okay. That worked. That actually worked. I thought we were gonna fucking die. He looks at Ruin, he's like, I thought you were gonna fucking die.
Is combat over?
Combat is over.
Okay, Flaffle runs.
Ruin looks absolutely horrible still.
Let's see. DM question for you.
Yes.
Ruin's condition, is that something that can be resolved by a lesser restoration, or does she need a long rest?
For this specifically, it is the same as the Spectre. It does need a long rest.
Okay. I was just curious. Yeah.
But yes. Merlette, you are standing over coffin. Would you like to look in it? Merlette?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
That's okay. You are standing over the coffin at this point. Is there anything you would like to do with it?
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, start checking around for any, like, hidden locks or mechanisms or traps.
Okay. Make an investigation check for me. Okay. Flaffle, Tickle, Shamper, is there anything y'all would like to...
Yeah, Shamper looks at Flaffle, and he's gonna flick him on the ear and go,
you tried the door again, didn't you?
No, I got lost.
You just get lost on the stairs?
Yes, there's a lot of stairs. I am small.
Okay, that's fine. Stairs are hard, I get it. I'm not big either.
Thank you. Now, that whatever happened down here is resolved, we should go back and open the door.
Listen, you do what you want, but do not come crying to me when you end up almost dying.
Don't worry, I'll be fine. Okay. I would like to try the door again.
Very well. Merlite, what was that roll?
I rolled a 6, so...
I don't see anything in there.
I'm going to expend a luck roll.
Okay.
Reroll that.
Oh, no.
Twelve.
Okay. I will say with a 12, you do find a couple things. You find what looks to be 2 potions and a necklace.
Oh. What does the necklace look like?
there are three little red beads on it.
Probably magic crap. How about the potions? Do they look familiar?
One of them does. It does look like a healing potion. The other one is like a purplish pink. You're not sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, I have found various trinkets for us. May I present this fine necklace and these two potions, which I have absolutely no idea what they do, and I don't want to mess with weird creepy ghost shit. So, who wants them?
I'll hold on to those until we can figure out what to do with them.
Sounds good. Here you go. Pleasure doing business with you.
What is the necklace? I know it's yours, I'm just curious.
Oh, it's not mine, as far as I'm concerned. I do not claim any ownership on it.
Yeah, I have no idea either. I figure it's something we can figure out when we get out of this death trap.
Just want to avoid any curses. Yeah. Does like a halfling religious ward off evils hands gesture.
Okay, well, if I could get everyone's help with something, Flaffle's going to try to get into a door, and if you wouldn't mind, just everybody act like they really don't care. That's it.
I mean, I think I could open it.
Tampra, it would be my genuine pleasure.
Cool.
I kind of want to open it.
Well, we all want to open it, but, you know, just seem unamused. You know, just stuff it down. You know what I mean? I don't want him to feel like he's being rewarded for doing things that could get him in danger alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get you. Yeah. I will act uninterested.
It takes a village.
Can I get a strength check from Flaffle?
Yes.
Will a 7 open it now?
It will not.
What about
okay,
now?
You go.
What about
you go running
this door?
You go running straight to the door, expecting with your full force to just open it, and you slam face first, or snout first into it. Once again,
Flaffle's reaching inside of his bag, and he's gonna pull out a stick of dynamite.
Yeah. While all of this is going on, I'm just going to kind of stop in front of Ruin, and I'm going to be like, look, I know that I've been giving you a bunch of shit for wandering off in the Underdark alone, but are you okay?
Do I look okay?
Not really, but I just...
Stupid question.
Yeah, it was a stupid question.
And I've been
question.
Alone in the Underdark my whole life.
Mentally, he's thinking, you should fucking know better. But outwardly, verbally, he's like, fair enough. I wanted you to know that I was concerned for your well-being. That's all.
She just kind of gives him this side-eyed look, like, that's weird. Never had anyone be concerned for me.
Sounds like a
and then
pretty
goes back to leaning
life.
Against the wall and watching Flaffle try and fail to open the door with a mildly amused smile on her face.
So while that's going on, do you mind if Tequel examines his body inside of here?
Make an investigation.
Like, try to pick up any like clues or insignia. Same thing as what I did upstairs, essentially.
Yeah.
Come on now. You know what? RP purposes, I'm gonna go ahead and use my DM dice. And pray. I like RP. 15.
With a 15, Marlette missed something. As far as the insignia, yeah, the body itself does have this insignia. In fact, this was the noble person depicted in all the painting on the walls.
Okay, so it's the same insignia that I chipped away from that wall?
It is.
Okay.
You do also find a large sack.
Like, how large are we speaking? Because, like, I'm a small person. Can I lift it?
You can. Barely.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. So, can I still be able to fly with this on me?
I'd say yes.
All right, dope. Try and, like, you know, pocket that and, you know, is nonchalant, you know, stealthily pocket it somewhere where it wouldn't be as noticeable. Maybe I somehow have a beer gut now, who knows? And as I do, I would also like to cast origami and create a flower. And I'm gonna place the flower on her chest and interlock her hands, you know, how you would, you know, during a burial and whatnot, and just say, thanks for the good. I'm sure you were a very pretty lady back in the day. You have a nice slumber. And then cover it back up if I can and make my way back upstairs.
Okay.
By the way, when I made that flower.
Yeah.
Is it day or night?
It is night.
Okay, cool. It hasn't bloomed yet. Okay. I'm gonna just head my way back upstairs.
Okay,
so Flaffle has now put dynamite beside the door.
You have?
Yes.
Are we really going to let him blow it up, or are we actually going to try to help him?
Because Oz just looks at him, he's like, I bet you if you ran at it head first one more time, you could get through.
Nope. I have been defeated for the last time, and I'll light the fuse.
Have you tried on it?
I'm going to use quick hands to put out the fuse.
Hey!
Come on, a dragon admitting defeat?
I will show you my magic.
You're supposed to be our fearless leader. You admit to being defeated by a mere door?
I have not been defeated.
You just said you were defeated for the last time.
I have lost the battle, but I have not lost the war.
What war?
A real dragon would never admit to losing a battle.
I'm only part dragon.
Any kind of dragon would never admit to losing a battle. He really just wants to see Flaffle run at this thing head first one more time.
Hold on, Flaffle. Let me form some of my magic, okay?
Okay.
Come over here. Put your hand against the door.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna stealthily lockpick this door and while hiding it with like magic, like mumbo jumbo.
I would say looking at this thing, there is no way to lockpick it. It is a solid door.
Crap. He will be like muttering mumbo jumbo, but then like looking for any way to open this door.
Make an investigation check.
All right, I'm gonna use a luck roll on that.
Okay. With an 18, and you know what, give me a performance check with advantage.
Rolled off a nat 20. 13.
Okay. Easy enough to do. You whisk your hands in a way like you have many a time with your showmanship. And upon looking at the store, you do notice that it is a pull door.
And I will be like, now, pull the door.
Flaffle pulls the door.
Make a strength check.
All right, so I know 7 didn't work.
Okay,
but how about a 6?
I will help him.
Your magic has done nothing.
with advantage. I will help him. So roll with advantage, yeah.
It's still a 6.
Oh my god.
There is no way.
I haven't rolled above a 10 this entire time.
Perhaps someone with more strength. Perhaps Kazad.
Shamper just starts clapping.
Kazad is just rolling on the floor of this tomb laughing.
Flaffle lights the dynamite again.
I'll put it out. Wait.
I'm just gonna look at Merlette. You wanna help me out here?
Yes, I'll help you out. Just pull the damn door.
Pull it.
11. It doesn't move.
Alright, we need
to... Final steps forward and lights the dynamite again.
I will grab this dynamite and keep it out of his range.
Kazad's just going to let out a long-suffering sigh, and he's going to... He's going to walk up to the, towards the door, and he's just going to mutter under his... Like, he's muttering just a slew of profanities in Undercommon. And he's like, do one of you want to help me with this?
I'll help.
Ruin, help him. I gotta keep the dynamite away from the firehead.
I'm helping!
That's a 19.
With ease, you pull this large copper door, or copper embrace door, open. To reveal,
Fievel squeezes through
another door.
Boy, I just in defeat. I just throw him the dynamite. Here you go.
Hooray! Fievel lights it.
Make a perception check. No, I'm going to put the dynamite out and tuck it inside the breast area of my armor.
That will not stop.
I will slap the shit out of you if you come anywhere near me.
Kazad just stands behind Flaffle and reaches down and grabs him, and he says, when this is done, we're going to have a conversation about consent, bud. And he's going to just kind of toss him out over here next to Merlette.
A perception or investigation check on this door. Please say perception. I'm better at that.
You can make a perception roll.
Okay. Except I'm rolling for shit tonight. Fuck these dice. That's an 8.
It's the same door.
Can I roll another strength check?
Are you pushing or pulling?
I'm gonna try to pull again real quick just to be sure.
You pull and it doesn't move.
Okay, I'm gonna try to push then.
Okay.
Alright, rolling... It's a 13.
With advantage?
Yes, with advantage.
This one is not as heavy.
Okay.
But the door pushes open.
Buffer runs inside. What does Buffer reveal?
I'm hanging back.
You reveal a large room with a central sarcophagus. The smell of rot and decay is heavy as mummified organs can be seen in glass and clay canopic jars. The black marble sarcophagus rests untouched.
It smells good in here. Fluffer runs over to the top and looks for a button.
Would like to look at the sarcophagus.
I'm going to roll a religion check as I'm looking at this from, like, the door area.
Okay. Is that a 16? Yeah, 16.
That's a 6 on religion for me. So yeah, I'm guessing.
I got a 15 for investigation.
Doesn't this seem to echo what we just went through? Maybe
I don't know what you're talking about.
It really does.
Equal sort of leans down and whispers to Shamper. Think they're gonna do it again? You would think after five of these tombs, they would. They would figure that out, you know?
Listen, all I know is when they opened that door, it smelled really bad, and if the closer I get to you, the more it smells like chocolate.
That's my fairy aura for you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Sorry I haven't talked to you too much. As you can see, I have my hand full with the red one.
It's all good. I went from, you know, a wild with all its pretty colors and whatnot, the nice mosaics, to this stuff. There's not much color down here. It's a lot of gray. I'm getting used to it.
Ah, yes. You will appreciate when we find lizards, because their colors. Their colors are, that's what makes the dark caves all work. Worth it.
It's pretty cool. Should we, like, hang back here? Or should we, like, help them out?
We can approach closer, but I'm still a little bit stressed from last time.
Ruin, gotcha. with your roll, you do notice that there was a mechanism on the sarcophagus, but it is now jammed.
Can I look at the mechanism a little more closely?
Sure, investigation check.
Is there anything inside the pot?
There is not.
No, that's an 8.
There are organs, but that's it.
Flaffle throws the pot across the room.
You hear...
Flaffle, you tinker with shit, right?
Yeah.
Come look at this.
Oh.
Can Flaffle decipher this thing?
Make an investigation check with advantage.
Okay. It's a 22.
With a 22, I will say you can find a way to lift the sarcophagus.
Ooh. Flaffle pulls out some tools and starts to go to work.
Okay.
What are these symbols on it? Do I need to make another check to figure out what they mean?
You can make an arcana check.
Whoa. 16?
They are the remnants of a spell that was cast on the sarcophagus, but it is now what looks to be a deactivated room.
Can I tell what language they're in?
Yeah, it's Elven.
Okay.
And as you guys are moving this lid, Flaffle, you open the lid, and the only thing you see inside is a small little sculpture
of
a noblewoman.
Snatch it.
You snatch it, you begin to walk away, but you realize it is not moving.
Why must everything
in here be stuck? I would like to reach
out
and touch the statuette.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Okay.
It's my statue. I saw it first.
And as you guys are conversing on that, we will end the session there.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.